Ladies, gentlemen, folk, welcome back to CTF Football Podcast. I am your host, CTF Football, Connor Cates, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Anthony, Rhino Sports, whiteboard writer.
Yes, if you did listen to the NFC predictions, we do have a whiteboard, and we're keeping track of it, and it's pretty dope to have a whiteboard, actually.
Because we're in the same room.
I actually didn't think the whiteboard would actually be a big deal, but the whiteboard has come in clutch.
It's a good time.
We'll talk about the NFC. And we both had the 49ers coming out of the NFC. Spoiler alert.
I'm not that biased.
I guess. Huh?
I'm not that biased.
I have also had the 49ers coming out of the NFC like 18 years in a row. Except for last year, I think. I actually do not remember who I had.
You probably...
No, I had Bengals Chief. I had Bengals 49ers. I remember that. Because I had that post ready. It was Bengals 49ers I had last year. I remember exactly. It took me a while. But I got it.
Yeah, I had Rams Bills. We see that worked out.
I got 9 right. It's time, folks, to start with. You want to go west?
Let's go west.
So we're gonna do this. We're doing this again.
Yep. Another penis.
Weird one. We're going Houston. We're going south last. Oh no, we're doing this. Okay. Chargers.
Chargers.
We're getting right into it.
The Chargers.
If you didn't watch the NFC, watch it.
Oh, yeah, think about who's making this. Oh, my God. There's so many good teams.
Okay, I'm going to say this right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 teams that can make the playoffs. I think every single one of every division except for the South can make the playoffs.
No.
Oh, yes, no. I forgot they don't have Derek Carr anymore. You're right. Not the Raiders. Not the Raiders.
Who's their quarterback?
Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
Garoppolo. Definitely not. No, are you finally on the hate brigade?
Yeah.
They can. I'm not doubting Mike Tomlin.
So the Chargers are good.
We're going to have to make some tough cuts.
And I thought they were going to make the playoffs.
We're going to have to make some really tough cuts.
I don't think they're making the playoffs right now.
You want to read the depth chart while I eat the chocolate bar?
All right, so, you know, you have Mike Williams, you got Keenan Allen, Quentin Johnson, so good receiving core, obviously good, Herbert. Eckler's great, Josh Kelly's good, Isaiah Spiller's good. Actually, I think Isaiah Spiller should be over Josh Kelly. Line season, you got Lindsley, Rashawn Slater, obviously. I think he'll be back in time.
Slater?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think so. Defense, you know, Joseph Day, Khalil Mack, Kenneth Murray, Eric Kendricks, Bosa, Asante Samuel, Derwin James. It's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good team.
Mm-hmm. Sixth seed.
Man, I gotta think about my Denver making the playoffs thing now because I thought I had that. Not as confident. With what record?
Let's look at this part. New schedule. Dolphins, Titans, Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bears, Jets, Lions, Packers, Ravens, Patriots.
Oh goodness.
Broncos, Raiders, Bills, Broncos, Chiefs. 10-7. 10-7. Herbert's gonna have an MVP year, caliber year.
Wow, this division is incredibly stacked for this conference.
Eckler's gonna have a good year. Mike Williams, Quentin Johnson are the same player. They clone Quentin Johnson. Or they clone Mike Williams and make Quentin Johnson. The offensive line's good.
They fired Staley, right? Who's their coach?
No. Staley's there.
Well.
They hired Kellen Moore to be offensive coordinator. Defensively, it's pretty good. They have Eric Kendricks now. So, 60. I'm comfortable with that.
That is subject. I put them at 7. That is subject to change. So, Kansas City.
I agree. Move them down for me. Because I have a surprise team. And I need them to be... No, surprise team can go 7. You're good.
So Kansas City is Kansas City.
Not anything to break down.
I don't really know who he's going to throw the ball to. Besides Kelce and Kadarius.
It doesn't matter. They won a championship with the same thing last year.
I know.
They won a championship with not having a good receiver.
You have them at 1?
Mm-hmm. Let's stop this Bills tirade.
What record?
15-2. Same record they had last year.
They didn't go 15-2. They went 15-2 last year.
It doesn't matter what their schedule is. They win every game under Andy Reid in opening game. So they'll win that. They'll beat Jacksonville. They'll beat Chicago. They'll beat the Jets. They'll probably lose to the Vikings. That's probably like one of the stupid game they lose. They'll beat the Broncos because they always beat the Broncos. They'll beat the Chargers. They'll beat the Broncos again. They'll beat the Dolphins. They'll beat the Eagles because they usually win Super Bowl rematches. They'll beat the Raiders. They'll beat the Packers. They'll probably lose one of the games to the Chargers. 15-2. One seed. Let's look here. MVS, Kadarius, Tony, Sky Moore are the same receiver, duplicated.
In different fonts.
Travis Kelce, obviously, best tight end in the league
Marlins
still.
Marlins win. Mariners.
Did they score? Mariners score?
4-1.
Let's go. Defense, watch out, bro. Watch out. The defense is good. George Kalaftis, Derek Nnadi, Chris Jones, Charles Omenihu, Willie Gay, Nick Bolton could be Defensive Player of the Year next year. It's possible. Jalen Watson, Brian Cook, Justin Reed, Jerry Sneed, Trent McDuffie. That's 11 D. That's a top 5 defense in the league. In my opinion, 15-2. 15-2. The schedule goes as follows. I read it already. Broncos?
Yes.
You talk about the Broncos. You're interested in the Broncos.
I like Russ with Sean Payton. Russ is going to bounce back. I don't buy Russ as that bad. I don't. I really don't.
He's been that bad 2 years in a row.
I really don't. He wasn't that bad the year prior.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
I watched every Seahawks game.
He was not that bad the year
prior. I watched every Seahawks game.
There's no chance he was that bad.
He wasn't that bad, but he was bad.
It's Sean Payton. It's going to be different this year. Javonte won't be there at the start, and he probably won't be the same this year, so their running back is probably going to be open. Who? Is the running back going to be?
Drum roll, please. Samaje Perine. That's not bad. Receiving back.
Receivers are good. Tight ends kind of.
Receivers are good if they don't trade everyone.
Dolphich. They have Manhurts now.
Adam Troutman. That's three deep.
They got Marcus Callaway.
Do we care?
No. Not really. And defense is solid. I wanted to put them in the playoffs.
I hate to break it to you, this is not a playoff team.
It is if they're in the NFC.
Sure, but the NFC is also garbage.
It is if it's the NFC. The NFC is in the stacks. The team's decent. I'd probably put them in 9-8 to 10-7, but that's not making it.
I'm sticking to my loins. I'm not putting this team in the playoffs.
Your loins. Vegas sucks. I'll get to that.
I disagree. I think they're good.
Vegas sucks.
Raiders schedule.
Dude, their defense is one of the worst teams I've ever seen in my life.
You're joking yourself, obviously. They're not good, but it's obviously not one of the worst you've ever seen in your life.
That's really unfortunate. Mariners got robbed of a game tying grand slam in the ninth inning. That's quite unfortunate. I have to be honest. Connor is very upset, it seems.
I would have been happier if I'd never seen that.
That is the opposite of what happened to the Giants today.
Would you like to break down this team?
Devontae Adams is good wide receiver too. Eh, the receiving core is not bad. J.S. Jacobs is good, so that's good. Amir Abdullah is not good. Austin Hooper's not good. Line is pretty bad. Colt Miller's probably their best offensive lineman. Defense, I mean, you got Max Crosby. Jerry Tillery's not bad. Chandler Jones is washed. And the rest of it sucks a lot. Daniel Carlson's good. Yeah, that team is maybe winning 8 games. Not good. That's what I have to say. Connor's very much not having a good time right now after this Mariners thing. So I'll go to Baltimore. I mean, Lamar's good, obviously.
Running backs, you know, it's kind of a revolving door there too. But they got OBJ. Bateman should be back and healthy because I think Bateman's good if he stays healthy. You always got Mark Andrews there, Mr. Reliable.
Can't catch.
You always got Mark Andrews there, Mr. Reliable. So I like Baltimore. Defense is solid. And do I have them in the playoffs? Okay, wait. So
can I bring up a point?
Yes. For sure.
That's not the point. Why does a 10-second video have a 5-second ad? Here we go. Greg Roman is not the offensive coordinator of this team anymore.
This is true. Hunter's back.
Lamar is free.
Hunter is back from the dead.
Lamar is free. Lamar is free, and he's got a freaking receiving corps for one time in his life. OBJ, Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, Nelson Aguilar, Devin Duvernay.
It's not that great still.
It's good. That's good. Mark Andrews, too. And J.K. Dobbins. Gus Edwards, the Gus Bus. Offense is good. The defense is not. You say it's good. But
do you... I didn't say it was good.
You did. You literally said the defense is solid.
Solid doesn't mean good. Solid means solid.
Justin Madubuike, Michael Pierce. That's good. Roderick Washington. Adafi Owe is good. Patrick Queen's not. Roquan Smith is good. Tyus Bowser's not.
Oh, man. I put Rocky him in the Sins playoffs.
Bad. Kyle Hamilton's good. Marcus Williams is bad. Marlon Humphrey's good. Brandon Stevens is good. This team doesn't have enough talent to make the playoffs in this conference. I doubt them. So I'm going to say no. Todd Monken, their offensive coordinator, though, by the way. Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator of the Georgia Bulldogs dynasty. This team does not make the playoffs, sadly.
I can't do it. Yeah, I can't put them in. The Bengals are.
The Mariners were 2-for-11 on hard balls and 0-for-3 on barrels.
Unfortunately.
And I just want to die now, really.
I understand that.
Bengals. I'm still mad. I'm still very upset. Bengals. Second seed. They'll start slow because they always start slow. But I think they have enough. I mean, they still have the best 1-2-3 receivers in the league, right?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think Jesse Bates is kind of a big loss there.
He wasn't good the past 3 years.
You want them too?
I want them too. I love them too.
With what record?
12-5. Here's their schedule.
12-5?
Yeah, dude, they're going to kill each other. Every one of these teams plays each other.
That's true.
Browns, Ravens, Rams, Titans, Cardinals, Seahawks, 49ers, Bills, Texans. They'll lose the Texans game. I'm telling you right now. They'll lose the Texans game. Ravens, Steelers, Jags, Colts, Vikings, Steelers, Chiefs, Browns. 12-win team. Do we agree that Chase Higgins, Boyd? Are we saying that Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Ward are still the best 1-2-3 in the league? That receiver? Mm-hmm. Offensive line has been fixed. The offensive line's good now. Orlando Brown, Ted Karras, Alex Kappa, and Jonah Williams. The offensive line's good now. They fix the offensive line. They have Irv Smith. Did you know that?
Yes.
Joe Mixon, Chase Brown, the rookie from Syracuse. And Joe Burrow. You like Joe Burrow?
I do like Joe Burrow. Second best quarterback in the league.
Second? Yes, you're right. You're right. Now that I think about it. Sam Hubbard, DJ Reader, BJ Hill, Trey Henderson. A really good defensive line. Shout out, by the way, we really have a bad, like, we think bad about him after the end of last year and how it ended for him, but let's not act like, where'd he go? Is he not on the team anymore? Oh, no, there he is. Joseph Osai had the big penalty in the NBA championship game, but at the same time, Joseph Osai is very good and had a really good end of last year, so watch out for him. Cam Taylor Britt could improve more. Dax Hill barely felt he played last year. Nick Scott, turnover machine in clutch moments. Shadobie Awuzie. Mike Hilton had a really good nickel cornerback year again. Maybe talks too much. But they lose Eli Apple. Big time.
Is that good or bad?
Big time. He's actually kind of good. Like, Eli Apple is actually good, and I know people don't really want to admit that. Eli Apple's currently a free agent.
I'll take him.
I would also take him. Thoughts on the Bengals?
They're a good team. I mean, it's kind of... they don't.
Why the 4 seed?
I have a lot of faith in Jacksonville, and I have a lot of faith in Buffalo.
Why Buffalo? It seems like it's all falling apart in Buffalo from the reports that we're getting.
I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be just fine.
I think it's falling apart. I think it's falling apart.
I really think it's going to be fine. Devin Singletary's gone. That's a big deal and a really good thing.
Yes, they wanted to hand it to him one time in the playoffs anymore. Let's talk about the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And, yeah, sorry, my bad. Do the Steelers, they don't interest me.
We don't really need to talk about the Steelers. They're not
they're
that
good. They're
good,
but they're not
they're
that
not making
good.
The playoffs. And I will put...
They're, oh, we agree! We had the same hot take. Let's go.
That was your surprise team?
Yeah. No one's talking about the Browns.
I'm talking about the Browns.
No one is talking about the Browns. Let's talk about the Steelers, though, because I feel like that we are doing a disservice to not talk about them. Even though they're not...
Oh, Browns.
They're not incredible. No.
Browns.
No.
I wrote them.
Oh, good.
Pick is good. Najee's good. I like the Steelers. I just don't think they're good enough right now to compete. But, like, give them, like, 2 years and they will be there. I feel like that's a fair assessment.
Yep. Cole Holcomb was a good
They need to build up the line acquisition.
More. Elaine Roberts, good acquisition. Joey Porter Jr., good draft pick.
You guys have a lot of board games.
Yes. They drafted BT Potter, who missed 4 field goals in the Orange Bowl. Not that good, looking at the roster, actually. No. I had them made up to be more than they were. The surprise team, the 5 seed. The 5 seed, the Browns.
At what record?
Let me see their schedule. Browns, Bengals, Steelers, Titans, Ravens, 49ers, Colts, Seahawks, Cardinals, Ravens, Steelers, Broncos, Rams, Jags, Bears, Texans, Jets, Bengals, 11-5? 11-5, I think. Let's talk about the Browns.
That doesn't make sense. 11-6?
Yes. I want to talk about the Browns because I've had the Browns on my radar for a long time. Now,
A's lose.
Are we not going to act like the Browns didn't make the AFC
the A's lost. We need to talk about that first.
The A's lost?
Yes.
7-game losing streak comes to an end.
They're about to lose 64 in a row.
Cillian Murphy, not a good outing, but he still got the win.
Cillian.
Let's not act like 2 years ago the Browns were a Chad Henne conversion away from possibly making the AFC Championship game.
This is true.
This team is better than that team.
This is also true.
This team has a better quarterback than that team.
This team, that is also true.
This team has a better edge rushing duo than that team. This team has a better corner duo than that team. Everything I'm saying is true. This team has just as good of an offensive line as that team did. The one thing that they are missing is the Landry-OBJ combo.
But I think you're fine.
But, like... Does Elijah Moore, as your receiver, too, inspire confidence?
No, but I think Elijah Moore's underrated, and I think he'll do better now.
I love Amari Cooper. He had a great year last year.
Amari Pooper.
Amari Cooper had a great year last year. Marcus Goodwin had a really good year for Seattle last year.
They have Michael Woods.
Who?
They have him.
Where? Oh, I see him.
He's in red. I don't know why he's in red.
Probably because he's injured.
Well, that's even more helpful.
Deshaun Watson is going to have an MVP caliber year. Nick Chubb.
Drum. Trey Lance is winning MVP.
Huh?
I thought Trey Lance was winning MVP.
I said MVP caliber.
Well, Trey Lance won MVP.
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, did Jalen Hurts not have an MVP caliber year last year?
He did.
But he did. Did he win MVP? No. He did not. And then defensively, can I read you this defense?
It's pretty good.
Miles Garrett, Dalvin Tomlinson, Za'Darius Smith, Jonathan Owosu-Koromoa, or Jeremiah Owosu-Koromoa, Perrion Winfrey, Obo Okwankwo,
Anthony Walker.
Sure. Denzel Ward, Grant Delpit, Juan Thornhill, Greg Newsome, I mean,
Terry Mitchell, a jiggery.
Good freaking team.
Anthony Bell.
Sadly, no longer in the team is friend of the show.
Caleb Biggers.
No, not friend of the show. Mike Ford. I didn't know he made the journey to Cleveland to play left corner.
I think he'd get burnt if he tried that.
Yeah. This team's winning a lot of games, and they're going to be really good. And I think a lot of people are going to be surprised by that. Buffalo.
Could be good.
Oh, by the way, back to just one more thing about Sean Watson. The four-game sample he had last year, he was bad. Right? But what quarterback's never been bad in a four-game sample, especially after missing a year? It's my take. Pardon my take.
And my take is I didn't put Buffalo at 2 either.
Buffalo's a 2. Oh, wait. Buffalo's a 3. Buffalo's my 3 seed. After everything I said, Buffalo's still my 3 seed. This team is still uber talented.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Gabe Davis has never played good in the regular season.
No.
But Stephon Diggs is going to have to make up for that.
Except like 3 games where he goes off.
Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid.
What record?
Give me 11-5.
That also doesn't work.
Give me 12-5. Also, we're not taking into account if these records are even possible. I don't think these records are possible altogether in the same.
I don't know if they are either.
But let's just look at this for a second, Anthony. Does Deontay Hardy as your receiver 3 inspire confidence?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Khalil Shakir should be the receiver 3.
Well, that inspires confidence. And they have Trent Sherfield, who's pretty decent. Why is he really good as a receiver 3? He's like receiver 5.
Because it's a slot receiver.
Yeah, that's still not true.
James Cook, Damian Harris, Latavius Murray, Naheem Hines.
I like that a lot good, better good than backfield. I did last year.
Good backfield. Greg Rousseau, sure. Von Miller, hopefully he's healthy all year. Ed Oliver, I guess. Matt Milano's great. Tre'Davious White's great. Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde are old men.
But they're still good.
I don't think Jordan Poyer's that good anymore, to be honest. Teron Johnson, cool, good. Amar Hamlin.
Tyler Bass.
DeMar Hamlin.
He's going to be good.
salute DeMar Hamlin. Best punter in the league, Sam Martin.
Dude, they need him out of Razor back.
They might get him back.
I feel so bad for that guy.
This team is still good. This team is not a championship team like they have seemed to have been the past couple years. They're not as good as that.
But if they won the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised. But they're not as good as they were.
Jets, Raiders, Commies, Dolphins, Jags, Bills, Giants, Patriots, Bucks, Bengals, Broncos, Jets, Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers, Patriots, Dolphins. That's their own little stretch. That's their own little stretch right there. Jets, Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys. That's Chargers, even. In Buffalo usually loses or has some tough times usually against Patriots in Buffalo. So we'll see. Not as good a team as usual. Speaking of not as good a team as usual, I still think this team could be good. Obviously, you always hate New England. You always think they're going to be bad.
This team is bad.
Explain. And I'll explain why they're not.
Mac Jones sucks. Ramondre's good. Receiving corps is horrendously terrible. Maybe they get DeAndre.
It's not that bad. Devontae Parker, Juju Smith-Schuster, Kayshawn Boutte, they drafted.
Yes. The line's not very good. The defense is not very good.
The line's actually good. I mean, David Andrews, Cole Strange, Micah Winawoo, and Trent Brown. That's a good offensive line. That's like a top 5 offensive line league. But I can see why you say the skill players are not that good.
Which you need good skill players in this league to win.
Yes, but the defense is still excellent. Does agree?
I wouldn't call it excellent. I would say it's like
they're good. They were great last year.
It's more above average.
Dietrich Wise, Devon Godchild, Lawrence Guy, Matthew Judon, friend of the show, Christian Barmore.
No, we don't like him. Remember?
Keon White, Chris Boyer, Detroit Lions legend, Kyle Duggar, one of the best safeties in the league at this point. Kyle Duggar, Adrian Phillips, Jax Jones, Jonathan Jones, Jalen Mills, Jabril Peppers, Amir Speed. There's some good players in this defense. And Josh Uche is there. Marte Mapu?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is yet. Sean Wade? Fun story about Sean Wade. elected to come back for his senior year of college after being a top five guaranteed pick and fell like the sixth round. So, not a great year for Sean Lee. This team is a good team, and it's a well-coached team, but they're not as talented as the other teams in the league. They're not a playoff team. Here comes the decision. This is the decision we're going to have to make. We're going to have to make the decision.
Or Houston.
I don't think Houston is going to make it. I'm just kidding. The decision we're going to have to make is between the Miami Dolphins.
Have you decided? Because I haven't decided.
I haven't decided yet. I'm going to have to look at the rosters. I'm leaning Miami.
That's what I'm doing, too.
I lean Miami. I just do. Nope, not the right Miami. Shout out Heat.
I feel bad for the city of Miami right now. Besides Messi, they're kind of going through it.
Let's take a look at the schedule here. Chargers, Patriots, Broncos, Bills. 4-0? Not out of the question to begin the year. Giants, Panthers, 6-0, not out of the question. 7-0 is out of the question. 7-0 has been eliminated. Eagles, Patriots, Chiefs, Raiders, Jets, Commanders, Titans, Jets, Cowboys, Ravens, Bills. This is not that bad of a schedule at all. What are your thoughts on Cedric Wilson being the receiver 3? That's fair.
Those are my thoughts.
They can't see that.
Obviously. That schedule was not that difficult. Really was not that difficult.
Not overly, no. They do play the Bills twice and the Chiefs, and they play the Cowboys. But
you get the Titans. So you kind of
get the Titans. You get the Patriots twice. You get the Panthers. You get the Giants.
I'm about to rip into the Titans later, by the way.
That's fair. I mean, I already did that. If you watch the Vibing and the Risk Car podcast, where I talk on my way home from work, I'll rant about Malik Willis again, if you want me to.
Yeah, it's fine.
What's fine?
Oh, man, did I make my decision or am I still skeptical? Nope. Can you talk? I'm confused.
Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson, top 10 receiver trio in the league.
I'm confused.
Tua turned the ball over. Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, Devon A-Chain. Bro, watch out for Devon A-Chain to take over the starting running back job by the end of the year.
I'm confused.
And I say Tua turned the ball over. Tua's fun. I like Tua. He's not an elite quarterback, but he's good. They have the best corner duo in the league, probably. Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey.
Oh yes. Who else was it?
I don't know who Zach Siegler is. I'm not gonna lie.
He seals it. That's for sure.
Raekwon Davis good. Christian Wilkins good. Jalen Phillips good. David Long. Jerome Baker good. Bradley Chubb good. Xavier Howard good. Brandon Jones, Juwan Holland, good. Jalen Ramsey, good. Verone McKinley, solid.
Solid.
Cam Smith, solid. Channing Tindall, solid. Andrew Van Ginkle, solid. Depth. Depth on the defensive end. Well-coached team.
That's what you need. Yes, McKinley.
Look at the defensive coordinator. The best defensive coordinator in the league.
I'm so mad we didn't get him. It's fine.
Best defense coordinator in the league in the Big Fan Show. It comes down to can Tua outplay Aaron Rodgers. I think that's going to come down to it. Because I think the games between the Titans, or between the Jets and the Dolphins, are going to end up being deciding who makes playoffs between the two teams. I think that Tua, at this point in his career, can outduel Aaron Rodgers. I'm going in the seventh seed, Miami.
Miami
7th seed, 10-7. I think they start off slow, but they get some big wins late in the year against those good teams and take that seventh seed. As we talk about the Jets.
Who we don't have any playoffs.
No, it's just not. It's like you want it to be better than it is. There are still a lot of flaws in this roster. What are your thoughts?
I mean, Rodgers is still good. He's definitely taking a little bit of a step back. Receivers, I mean, the receivers are good, not great.
Alan Lazard as receiver 2 does not inspire confidence.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Ryan's good. Bruce Hall will not be the same player this year. Next year he will be, but this year, after you come off an ACL, running backs never the same that first year.
Love that 3. Head of monster right there. Israel Bandicano.
Don't forget about Bam Knight, okay? Don't forget about it.
I'm going to forget about Zonovan Knight.
And Davis Dye. Travis
Dye wears no gloves when he runs the ball.
The defense is solid.
Defense is good.
The team is good.
It's just I
it's not better than Miami.
No, it's not.
John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Quentin Jefferson, Carl Lawson, Quincy Williams, CJ Mosley, Jamison Sherwood, DJ Reed, Jordan Whitehead, Sauce Gardner, good. Michael Carter the second. I'm not inspired. This team does not inspire me.
I'm really not. It's kind of depressing.
Aaron Rodgers is on the team, and he gives you a chance to win a Super Bowl. Not with this team. Not making the playoffs. Stamping it. I'm done. Stamped it. Let's talk about Houston. Houston's a fun team.
We got a problem.
They're going to take a step
up.
They hired a good coach. I liked the hire of D'Amico Ryans.
With a killer view of the empty Astrodome.
I think he's stuck. Let me go through the schedule while he's unstuck. Ravens, Colts,
all
Jags.
I think about his home.
Is 3-0 out of the question? Yes.
Is 1-0 out of the question?
Yes. Steelers, Falcons, Saints. But 4-2 is not out of the question.
Is winning out of the question? Yes.
Panthers, Buccaneers, Bengals, Cardinals, Jags, Broncos, Jets, Titans, Browns, Titans, whoa, Colts. Dude, this is the easiest schedule in the league.
It's the Texans. And they still will lose plenty of those.
Colts, Steelers, Falcons, Saints, Panthers, Bucks, Cardinals, Broncos, Titans twice. This team's winning 8 games. Houston's winning 8 games. They're not going 17-0, but they're winning 8 games. This team is winning 8 games.
Then he was actually like not that awful either.
No, Nico Collins, John Mechie, Robert Woods, Xavier Hutchinson, Tank Dell.
Fantastic coach, by the way.
I just said that. Damian Pierce, Devin Singletary, good. CJ Stroud, maybe. Will Anderson, Sheldon Rankins, Malik Collins, Jonathan Grenard. Jonathan Grenard is so good, dude. Jonathan Grenard is so good. Christian Harris, Denzel Perryman, Corey Littleton is still in the league. Disappointing to see. Steven Nelson, Jimmy Ward, Jalen Petrie, Derek Stingley, Desmond King. This team is winning 8 games.
I would not be surprised.
This team is winning 8 games. This is a good team. Would you like to say anything about them?
They're a good team. I mean, I wish they had Richardson. I do. Richardson's better than
not right now.
Well, he will be. But I like that team. I love Damian Pierce. Love me some Damian Pierce.
And the backup, Devin Singletary, as a backup,
Dalton Schultz. It's a decent team. It's
Teagan Quanteria.
It's nothing bad. And honestly, if they were not in such a loaded AFC, that team actually, like,
could make playoffs.
In the NFC, they might make playoffs.
I'll give you $15 if you can name the receiver 2 for the Titans. 15.
Traylon Burks is receiver 1, right?
Sadly.
Robert Woods is. Can I ask? Is Robert Woods still there?
He is on Houston.
I don't believe they signed anybody. Is it Westbrook Akina?
It is Nick Westbrook Akina.
Do I get my $15?
No, you don't get $15. Ryan Tannehill is still the starting quarterback of this team. Please trade Derrick Henry.
Is he actually still the starting quarterback?
Yes. Will Levis won't start. Malik Willis won't start.
I thought he left for some reason.
Let me give a shout out to Malik Willis, by the way. Get him off that team. Let him develop on a team, please, that actually wants to develop him and doesn't actively...
They, like, hate him.
Yes.
It's, like, weird.
That doesn't actively make sure that he doesn't develop. I talked about this on the CTF Vibe and Risk Car podcast. Ryan Tannehill bashed the pit and said, I'm not going to train this guy.
Yeah.
And then he comes in for 3 games, runs the crap out of the football, was electric, didn't throw the ball well, but what he had to work with, nothing. Please trade him to a team that actually cares. This team is so bad, it is the worst team in the league. And you said you're going to bash them. So go ahead.
Dude, this team's awful. This team is either them or the Cardinals for the worst team and when it, for the worst team in the league. And when a team is that incompetent, it actually makes me like angry. Like, it makes me really angry how bad this team is. Like, this team sucks. I hate it so much.
Here are some names that are starting. Arden Key.
Hey.
Monty Rice.
Not mine. Was
Tyre like Tart. Huh? Like, what are we doing?
Derrick Henry.
Kyle Phillips is starting as a receiver.
Derrick Henry.
Racy McGrath.
McMath.
Unbelievable. that these players are playing. Andre Dill is the starting left tackle.
Connor's going to lose it.
I don't know if I've ever seen... I don't think there's been a worse roster since the Dolphins purposely tried to lose every game and tank in 2020. Please trade Malik Willis or start Malik Willis. One of the two. Malik Willis is so far better than Will Levis.
This I agree with.
You know how I know this? I went to Ole Miss versus Kentucky, and I went to Ole Miss versus Liberty. I went to both those games. Malik Willis played out of his mind, and Will Levis just sunk. He sunk. He didn't do anything. Shout out Tajay Spears and Julius Chestnut, though. Shout out.
They do deserve a shout out.
Also, shout out TikTok influencer Gavin Holmes.
Really random.
Jacksonville, the winner of the division.
My two seed.
Don't think they're that good, but go ahead and break that down.
Dude, their T-Law's great. They get, dude, Calvin Ridley is a very underrated pickup for them. Calvin Ridley was a top 10 receiver before he left.
Before he left? Like he didn't do something stupid on his own?
Well, he left and then was stupid. But he left himself. Remember? He stepped away.
Quit? Oh. He stepped away for mental reasons? Yeah.
And then gambled.
Uh-huh.
So, he was a top 10 receiver. That's a massive pickup. The defense is getting better. Lawrence is only getting better. I love this team. They're in the AFC South, so their division is bad. They play six easy wins. Which should be six.
They'll lose
wins.
One to
They'll
Houston.
Lose one of them, I'm sure. But six games they should win. The division is not hard. I see them as the 2 seed. I think this team is fantastic. And I can't believe I'm saying that.
They're the 4 seed.
Well, they're the 4 seed. I already wrote it down for you.
They'll win 11-5. They'll go 11-5.
11-6.
11-6. You know what?
12-5.
They'll go 11-5-1. They'll tie with Indianapolis. I'm calling one tie. Nice. 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 The schedule goes as follows. Colts, Chiefs, Texans, Falcons, Bills, Colts, Saints, Steelers, 49ers, Titans, Texans, Bengals, Browns, Ravens, Bucks, Panthers, Titans. That's a tough schedule, dude. Don't give it away.
They don't know.
I know. I was going to be surprised.
You weren't going to be surprised when I said that.
This is tough, actually. Look at this. Niners, Bengals, Browns, Ravens in a situation of near area. Nearly around. Trevor Lawrence could have an MVP year.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you right now. They need to get another receiver. Zay Jones is my receiver 3. Does not inspire confidence.
That inspires confidence in me. Zay Jones is good.
I don't know, man.
Zay Jones was like fantastic last year.
I don't. Let's look. Maybe I'm sleeping on Zay Jones.
I think you are.
Holy cow, I'm sleeping on Zay Jones.
You absolutely are. Zay Jones was fantastic last year.
Okay, Zay Jones inspires confidence in me as receiver 3. The defense is not good. Still. Roy Robertson Harris, Devon Hamilton.
It's not bad.
Folo Runso Fasikatui.
I don't know who that is, I'm going to be quite honest.
Darius Williams is good. Tyson Campbell, top 10 corner of the league. Do we agree with that?
Yeah.
Trevon Walker had a weird year. Foye Aloakun, tackle machine. Josh Allen, the best Josh Allen in the league. I've said this since he was drafted. He's the best Josh Allen in the league. Is Josh Allen.
I disagree with that.
Colts.
Oh, boy.
This is an athletic freak team.
Yes, absolutely.
This team is freakishly athletic.
Shaquille Leonard, Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor.
Alec Pierce.
That's not.
Check his relative athletic score.
Is he right now? That high? Really?
He's insanely athletic. The wide receiver, yeah. He's insane. He's not good.
We knew that.
But let me just list off these players that are like relative athletic score demons. Alec Pierce, Bernard Raymond, Quentin Nelson, Jelani Woods, Mo Ali Cox, Anthony Richardson. This has Gardner Minshew starting.
Well, that's not going to happen.
It probably will. I don't think Richardson starts week 1.
I think he should.
Athletic freaks are Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor. By the way, shout out Deion Jackson. Last year won me a fantasy game. by himself. Kwity Paye, DeForest Buckner, Shaquille Leonard, Juju Brents. Ugh, watch this. Adetomiya Adebowor? I don't know how to pronounce his name, he went to Northwestern. He is an athletic freak as well. Kenny Moore, Julian Blackman, Darius Rush. Like, these guys, this is a good-ish team. This is a good adjacent team. They're nearly there. I think they need 2 years, and they'll be there. But they're not there right now.
Richardson. I think Richardson's going to be so good.
I do, too. I just don't think he's there right now.
I don't think anyone thinks he's there right now.
I think he's a Jalen Hurts type. But he could be better than Jalen Hurts. He has potential to be the second best quarterback in the league. Does Andy Richardson. Isaiah McKenzie, Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce, Josh Downs. Fun receiving core. That's fun. Jonathan Taylor, Zach Moss. That's fun. The defense is fun. This team could win 8 games.
I agree.
But they're not going to make the playoffs. Too good of a division. Too good of a conference. Let's get to the Super Bowl. Who you got, Anthony, and why?
I got a rematch 2020. Niners, Chiefs. I mean, I think it's hard to bet against the Chiefs. I almost, there was a couple things I looked into. I almost picked Cincinnati. I almost picked Buffalo. But I didn't pick Buffalo for obvious reasons. It's hard to pick against Kansas City. I picked the Niners. You can't really say much else about that.
I think it's going to be a Peyton and Brady situation. Except I think it's going to be more even. I think that they're going to end up going back and forth for decades. Nearly decades. I'm going to go Cincinnati. I'm going to do the same prediction I did last year. This time I think I'm right. Who is the AFC player of the year?
Mahomes.
That's a good point.
I hate to be boring, but...
It's almost like we both think he's the best player in the league, and he is. Shout out Jaguars' Josh Allen, though. I think he could win defense player of the year.
I like Cincinnati this year. I just have a weird feeling that I don't know. I wanted to pick them, but... I don't know. I've been overthinking it.
That is it, everyone. Thank you for watching both parts. It is 12:03. I am very tired. And
we're going to bed.
Goodbye.